They keep saying that stop, no one's ever enough. I'll never look back, never give up. And if it gets rough, it's time to get rough. Oh, but now I'm falling. Don't stop, no, I'll never give up. And I'll never look back, just hold your head up. And if it gets rough, it's time to get rough. They keep saying that stop, no one's ever enough. I'll never look back, never give up. And if it gets rough, it's time to get rough. Oh, but now I'm falling.
Perfect remix, this. I'm Falling. It was our hottest record when I was in for Zane this week on Wednesday night. And we spoke to Duke Jamont himself. He was a little bit under the weather. He's been busy gallivanting around Europe, DJing, and just riding off the success of his brilliant track, Need You, with AME, which is all over Radio 1. This is just a real example of how talented the man is. Such a simple remix. So effective. So Subfocus is in the building and we're going to get him in the studio in about 7 minutes time for special delivery. The new track is called Endorphins, features the vocals of Alex Clare. We're going to get Subfocus to tell us all about it. Right now, some new drum and bass from K-Cats. This track is called Greater Love. It's BBC Radio 1, Annie Mack here. Gorgeous, this tune. I love the juxtaposition of the very saccharine vocal and the very grimy bass line. K-Cat. Track called Greater Love on BBC Radio 1.
BBC is Annie Mac on Radio 1. Oh my days.
Right, one more and then we will get some focus in this studio. Hope you're doing okay, wherever you are. Maybe you've made up your mind whether you are raving or behaving tonight. I know it's pretty miserable weather outside, so maybe that's just making you feel like you're going to stay in, get cozy, watch some comic relief or something like that. Or maybe it's doing the opposite, making you get warm on a dance floor. Always good to know your plans. Do not hesitate to share them with me, please. 81199 or at R1Dance on Twitter. This is great house music from Celsius. It's called Thought As Much. Get on that mic, some focus. Hello.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Very well, thank you.
Really
How
nice.
Are you?
I haven't seen you in ages.
I know. It's been almost like a year or something.
Don't
it feels
say.
Like.
Don't say that. Has
yeah.
it?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh God, time goes fast.
Yeah. Yeah.
When? Hang on. So we did a tour of Australia together back not last year, November 2011.
Yeah. Yeah.
I remember seeing a lot of you then.
So that was about a year.
I've definitely seen you at festivals here and there and everywhere.
Yeah, that's right. And then I think last year I came to give a special delivery of Out of the Blue here.
Yes.
And that's probably the last time I saw you.
Oh my God.
Okay.
That's mental.
Yeah.
Well, we love Out of the Blue. It's. I was saying earlier when we played it that it's kind of turned into this just huge mammoth pop song that I just, it, I mean, obviously at the time I loved it, but it's grown and grown and grown and grown on me and just become huge. Greg James was saying it earlier as well that he just loved Out of the Blue so much.
Oh, great, great.
So a real nice track to kind of have out there before you launch the next phase of Sub Focus.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. It's been a nice sort of bridging tune, I think,
yeah.
between some of my older stuff and the newer things.
Yeah, so what's the newer things? Come on then. Let's not dilly-dally. Tell us what's going on.
Okay, so I'm almost finished on my album.
And brilliant.
This tune is the next single from my album, and
okay.
it's a track called Endorphins, and I did it with Alex Clare on the vocals. And yeah, really excited to play it to people. It's something a bit different from me, and you know, it's sort of the next step of some of the new stuff.
Okay, the next phase of Sub Focus
yeah.
starts here on BBC Radio 1. This is your special delivery. Don't you go anywhere. We'll have a little chat with you after as well, if that's all right.
All right, cool.
This is Sub Focus featuring the vocals of Alex Clare. Brand new single, Endorphins.
Every breath I take is heavy with the thought of you. The moment I awake, I'm chasing signs. Never give up.
There you go. There you have it. That is the new record from Sub Focus, so highly anticipated. It's called Endorphins and it features the vocal talents of Alex Clare. And I luckily have Sub Focus right in front of me, live in the studio right now. How are you doing?
Hello, yeah, good.
Was that an exciting moment for you?
Yeah, yeah. It's always kind of...
Sorry for chatting to you all the way through that song, by the way.
No, not at all. Not at all. Yeah, it's always kind of slightly nerve-wracking when you put a new piece of music out there. Especially when you're doing it by singles, you know, it's like very scrutinised, each tune.
Mm.
But yeah, it's cool. I'm excited about the people's reaction to it.
How long have you been working on this new album?
Quite a long time. I mean, my first album I've worked on for absolutely ages as well. I've unfortunately just had to move studios.
Yes.
So that's like almost kind of made the process take a tiny bit longer. But yeah. I'm really, really close on the album now, about... sort of 10 completely finished tracks and
brilliant.
You know, be looking to get about, you know, 5-6 more done. So,
and this track that we just heard is kind of a little bit of a new direction, a little bit.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
You've always been super versatile in terms of genres, you know, you've done, you can do house, you can do dubstep, you can do drum and bass. It's
I just try and like mix together lots of things that I like. I mean, that one, it's kind of a mixture
of
house and dubstep.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I'm just trying to kind of keep it interesting, and I really don't want to feel like I'm doing. One single is like similar to the other, so trying to give people a bit of variation. And there's stuff on the album that's like house, and there's kind of more down tempo stuff. And you know, I just want to, in the run up to the album, give people a bit of variation and an idea of where I'm going with it.
Brilliant. And you have been confirmed to be playing on the Radio 1 dance stage at Reading and Leeds. We announced that this week. That's exciting times.
Yeah, I
not
love
just
that
playing,
festival.
Headlining, which is
super exciting.
Big news.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, that's one of the. In terms of like the crowd, that's one of the most sort of really energetic crowds you get to play to, so I always love that.
Yeah, so you're going to be out and about festivals in the summer then? People can get excited about that?
Yeah, doing tons of festivals, doing a lot of ones over here with my live show, with the full production
and
stuff.
The big live show, Wicked.
Which is exciting. And then I'm going to be doing a few in America as well, like with DJing and stuff. So
Brilliant. Sorry. Well, listen, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us again, man.
Pleasure to be able to play that track for the first time. We will no doubt be playing it loads more. And
should we
not make it as long till we see each other next time? Please?
Yeah.
I'm going to see you in April.
Exactly.
I'm going to see you in April. Okay.
Come and play.
Okay. Thank you so much, Sub Focus.
All right, then.
Are you raving tonight or behaving?
I'm behaving. I've got to finish a song before I go to Miami on Sunday.
Oh,
so
I hate you.
And we hold up in the studio.
I hate you. Don't go to Miami. Okay. Well, have a good one.
Thank you. Peace.
every day and night. Ooh, are you gonna be the one who's always gonna treat me right? Ooh, and when we get together, turning down the lights, need you 100, need you 100%.
Featuring AME in a track called Need You, brackets 100%, remixed by the one and only Scream. He's coming up later on tonight on BBC Radio 1 along with his sidekick and cohort, Benga. That's 11 o'clock, straight after Pete Tong. So it's a very emotional night tonight on BBC Radio 1. A very emotional night, especially in this studio, because producer Becky is leaving. This is her very last show. Now, let's give you a little bit of history on that. Producer Becky has been at Radio 1 since she was 18 years old. Not wanting to divulge your age on air, babe, but nearly 13 years she's been at Radio 1. So worked here her whole adult life and worked everywhere on Joe Wiley's show, Edith's show, worked on all different shows, but came to work on the dance shows about 4.5 years ago and has been working in the same shows as me ever since. We've had some crazy times, Bex, haven't we? Oh my God. Glastonbury, we did a live show from Glastonbury where 20 minutes before we were going on air, we realised there was no CDJs. We've done shows from all over the world together and Becky is nothing but the most fun, fearless, amazing, passionate, patient producer any girl could ever wish to have. So I'm going to miss you, babe.
Oh, yeah.
A lot.
Oh, yeah.
But she's going to do some big things in music management. Most of all, she is a fan of music, and that is why I'm going to play you this, my darling. Do you want to say hi to her on Twitter, by the way? It's at the Abbott, ABBOTT. Tell her you'll miss her too. So Joe Smooth, Promised Land, for the legend that is Becky Abbott. Love you, darling.
Spread their wings like dove, as we walk
absolute classic, rave classic, Joe Smooth, Promised Land. Play that for producer Becky.
Annie Mac on BBC Radio 1. Oh my day!
Always the first one to break out in a skank. Right. 40 minutes left until Pete Tong. He's just come in the building. He's heading off to Miami first thing in the morning, doing his show for you tonight. Before he goes, and he's got a great show for you tonight. Got Jamie XX on the show, didn't he, Bex? Yeah. Lots of other good house music, of course. But this, a band called Nightworks, reworked by Errol Alka, one of my favourite tunes of the moment. Very Balearic.
You've been so good to me.
This is the wrong track. It is, in fact, Chris Malinchak's.
This is Battle Rhythms.
Okay, from here to the end, we are battling it out. It's Chasin Status versus Major Lazer, both confirmed to play the Reading and Leeds Festivals 2013, both rooted in bass music, one UK Dons, the other American Dons. Both huge fans of reggae music and roots music. They take a lot of samples from old reggae and old roots music. Question is, whose team are you on? Hashtag Chasin Status, hashtag Major Lazer. Let's kick off with Pond de Floor. Make up your mind time.
Major Lazer.
Pond de Floor.
Lazer's biggest hit to date, Pond de Floor. Literally everywhere in Clubland for a year.
Major Lazer.
Lady, get in line, let me see your bestest wine. Lady, get in line, let me see your bestest wine. You be in line, let me see your bestest wine. Move every part of your spine. Go from here, some of your let me give you some of mine.
Team, who's it gonna be, one or the other? Always good to let you know, let us know as well why you've made your decision. Maybe you've seen one of these people out and they just blew you away. Maybe you're in love with one of their songs, one of their albums. Hashtag it, hashtag Major Lazer or hashtag Chasin Status, and hit us up on Twitter at R1Dance or 81199 on the text. Oof.
Sometimes I can get so down.
Back in the day, Chasin Status.
Sometimes I feel trouble.
We're all about drum and bass.
You take me away.
This is a show favourite, an absolute classic from them. One of my favourite drum and bass tracks of all time is called Take Me Away.
I love you.
us know what team you're on. It's Battle Rhythms, Radio 1. In Bedford, a team chasing status, as are Beth Quant, Alec Atherton, Jay Packham, Molly, team chasing status all the way. Whose team are you on? Ooh. Masters of the Drop. Big up Lucy Bonner, says this tune bring me back so many good memories of every time I've seen Chase and Status live. Chris Evans, Team Chase and Status or Team Major Lazer, it's so difficult. Okay, let's have a listen to some more tunes, help you make up your mind. Major Lazer. And a tune called Original Don. Hello to Big Al, who's tweeting. tweeted us at R1Dance to say, "Chasing status all the way, so diverse. I'm still buzzing over a show in Manchester a while back that blew my mind." Elliot, "Major Lazer every time. Jano Partial is my favourite song of all time by them." Elliot, you may be hearing that before the end of the show. This is original Don, though. Tom Andrews, "Major Lazer all the way. They always have the best drop and the sickest vocals." James from Norwich, "Take Me Away got me into drum and bass and now I'm a D&B DJ. Team Chase and Status." Bruce in Middlesbrough, "Major Lazer are sweet but they have nothing on the UK Don's Chase and Status. Nobody but Brits can make our sound and nothing beats it." Big words from Bruce. Big fighting talk. Craig from Cheltenham, "Don't make me choose, Annie. Oh, I'm team major. Oh, I'm team major status." That's cheating, Craig. Okay. So we've had two each. No, we've had two from Major Lazer, one from Chase and Status. Now. I remember when this track came out. I loved it so much. Chasing Status and Eastern Jam. If you haven't decided what team you're on, you got to do it fast. Let us know and hashtag it, please. Revising in Birmingham, "Seen both live, both are two of my favourite artists and can't wait to see both at Reading, but of course it's Team Major Lazer." Ollie, most definitely Team Chase and Status. "Puts shivers down my spine. Unreal times, Annie." Nice one, Ollie. Thank you. Philip Marsden, hashtag Team Chase and Status. "Exhibit 1, BBC One Extra live from Radio from a few years back." Yeah, they're very good live. Chase and Status are capable of. That is Eastern Jam. Next. Ooh, near Brendan. Going to see Chase and Status perform a set in Glasgow soon. It will be his sixth time seeing them. So I'm guessing you're team Chase and Status, Brendan. So what about this guy? A collaboration with Flux Pavilion. This is Major Lazer and Jano Partial. Struggling to choose what team she's on between Chase and Status and Major Lazer and Battle Rhythms tonight, but then she said when she heard Eastern Jam, had to be team Chase and Status. Kevin's kind of girl says there is no competition. Hashtag team Chase and Status. Dan and Croydon gonna have to go with Major Lazer. They're the kings of Jump Up. Duds fishing in York, no contest, it's got to be Major all the way, surely. Reese says Major Lazer's won it hands down just by playing Jano Partial. Oh God, it had to be done. Arguably Chase and Status' biggest, most ravey tune to date.
I am a man with a heavy heart.
Will it win it for them?
And I dare not turn the pages. Fighting with automatic self-destruction. It's a blind faith, a cruel waste. One bitter day. So I know I need this sweet sensation. The day. I keep
thank you so much for listening to this show tonight. Thank you for all your input, all your participation in Battle Rhythms tonight. It's a tough call. I don't know if I want to call who the winner is between Major Lazer and Chasing Status. Maybe music. Music is the winner. Bass lines are the winners. I can guarantee you'll see them if you're going to Reading and Leeds 2013, both of them performing live. And of course, loads of festivals all summer. Can't wait to hear new stuff from Chasing Status. Major Lazer's second album coming in April. So, Pete Tong, where are you at?